Have you ever heard of Generation Alpha? The kids of Generation Z and Millennials, the first generation brought up by the internet. And have you ever wondered, what world will they be living in? What will their culture, the music they listen to, the content they consume, their interests and passions in life be? And where will they direct the future of humanity? Well, just by looking at Generation Z, and it's not looking too good. But to understand why, we need to understand who Generation Alpha will grow up to be, and why they will be this way. And trust me when I say, the Generation Alpha will be unlike anything we've ever seen before. Say what you want about TV, but at least kids' TV shows were, on the whole, almost always dedicated to children. Sure, SpongeBob threw in the odd joke that only parents would get, but the Bikini Bottom-based cartoon was never indecent. Today, however, kids don't really watch TV. They consume content via handheld devices. And when it comes to children's entertainment, YouTube Kids has more or less replaced traditional TV networks. A staggering 84% of kids in the US say YouTube is the main way they consume video content, with 1 in 4 kids spending up to 2 hours a day on YouTube. So what are they watching? Well, really disturbing content, it seems. As this Wired report noted, YouTube and YouTube Kids have really struggled to prevent young children from being exposed to inappropriate content. In one video, for example, a woman with a Minnie Mouse head falls down an escalator and gets trapped in its machinery, resulting in ridiculous amounts of bloodshed. Her children, both baby Mickey and Minnie characters, are shown crying. This cartoon gained an astonishing 3 million views in just one day, and shockingly, this video can still be accessed even with YouTube's family-friendly restrictive mode enabled. And Wired found numerous other videos containing violence against ostensibly child-friendly characters. Wired also found age-inappropriate sexualization, Paw Patrol characters attempted to take their life, and Peppa Pig being tricked into cannibalism. As is clear to see, children are being drip-fed very disturbing, very creepy content. And this will have long-term consequences as Generation Alpha comes to the fore. The constant stimulation of dopamine is also contributing to a rapid decline in attention spans. For decades, as our lives have become more intertwined with technology, attention spans have been decreasing. This trend won't just continue, but will likely accelerate with our increased reliance on digital devices. As attention spans drop rapidly, so too will other cognitive-related capacities, like memory retention, for example. Generation Alpha is becoming Generation Goldfish, as studies clearly show that exposure to screens for excessive periods of time is associated with attention problems and memory issues. And today in the US, Generation Alpha, particularly children ages 8 to 12, spend 4-6 hours a day watching screens, whereas teens are spending up to 9 hours on average. To put this into perspective, that's 63 hours. More than 2.5 days per week glued to screens, 10 full days in any given month, and 120 days or 4 months in any given year. And if you think Generation Z is bad with vaping, you can only imagine the culture of Generation Alpha. Because these are the first kids that will never have played properly in their life. When a child is constantly swiping, clicking, and being stimulated by flashy images and hypnotic music, they are never being free. They can't express their childhood creativity. And when people can't rationally think for themselves, when they don't have real-world experiences, and the lowest among us are bringing up our children, what direction does this put them in? It ties in with Bonhoeffer's theory of stupidity, an intriguing hypothesis put forward by Dietrich Bonhoeffer. In short, he claims that we tend to fixate on the idea of evil, but stupidity is where the real threat lies. You see, evil, although dangerous, can be effectively countered and protected against, whereas stupidity cannot be easily mitigated. Moreover, the limited influence of the world's few truly evil individuals is largely dependent on the support and cooperation of the world's countless idiots. In his own words, one may protest against evil, it can be exposed and if need be prevented by use of force. Evil always carries within itself the germ of its own subversion. On the other hand, there is absolutely no remedy for stupidity, which is worrying when you look at IQ scores rapidly declining in the US. But maybe this isn't fair to say about Generation Alpha. After all, we're talking about children here, and they are victims of things way beyond their control. The only real winner here is those who profit from loneliness and suffering. Big tech, big pharma, OnlyFans, the people who want a generation of lonely losers, addicted to the virtual world without any connection to the real world. You see, in previous generations, we can see this general transition into these weird, unnatural problems that we face today. From boomers back in the 60s to Generation Z today, there has been a growing decline in mental health, prosperity, and happiness. And at least even members of Gen Z knew a world that wasn't solely dominated by the internet, but Generation Alpha doesn't. How could it? We're talking about children who have basically from birth been raised by an iPad in their tiny little hands, with their parents being Reddit, 4chan, Logan Pauls, and Mr. Beast. Their entire persona is crafted by people on screens, and who knows who they're gonna see? And when they're not online, how will they even know who they are if their entire persona is an online persona? This is leading to a huge rise in something we're already seeing today, internet addiction disorder, otherwise known as IAD. IAD is a product of both nature and nurture. As millennials and Gen Z have babies, some newborns may have a genetic predisposition towards tech addiction. Millions of millennials and Gen Zers are obviously addicted to social media today, and this will only be passed on to their kids, but in a much grander way. Because coupled with the fact that many children are now handed an iPad at the age of 1 or 2 to silence them or make them stop crying, and you have a recipe for absolute disaster in the next generation. A completely virtual society with our entire dopamine system rewired. But not only are members of Generation Alpha having their consciousness completely rewired, they're also more likely to have a nihilistic view of the world. Inspired by Nietzsche, Nolan Gertz, the author of Nihilism and Technology, argues rather persuasively that digital advancements are amplifying a state of passive nihilism, where individuals adopt a sense of profound resignation and basically give up on life. In his own words, in everyday usage, nihilism is taken to mean something roughly equivalent to the expression "who cares." In other words, when we say that someone is a nihilist, we mean that this person is someone who does not care and someone who believes that in general no one else cares either. Which is a worrying prospect, considering as the world calls on Generation Alpha to sit up and take action, to deal with all the issues coming their way. A potential World War III, homelessness, giant wealth inequality, they'll just respond with a nonchalant shrug of shoulders and an exacerbated sigh. Which also ties in with the concept of anomie, a term coined by the French sociologist Emile Durkheim. This condition is defined by a complete breakdown in societal standards, rendering people aimless, hopeless souls, drifting somewhere between despair and docility, anguish and apathy. And to compound matters even further, research is now even showing that high amounts of social media use predicts high levels of grandiose narcissism. What a shock. But I shouldn't criticize Generation Alpha. This isn't really their fault. And it'd be ignorant to not discuss the parents making Generation Alpha. Because to say that Generation Alpha has had a different upbringing compared to previous generation is an understatement of epic proportions. You see, the parents of today are far softer than the parents of yesteryears. According to this study, when Generation Alpha children were asked who decides which apps they download, what food they eat, what toys they buy, what video games they get, and which clothes they purchase, these children were more likely than average to state they make these choices in collaboration with their parents. That's right, the lunatics are running the asylum. Is it any wonder that we're seeing a rise in narcissism when little kids are treated like adults? Would you let a 3-year-old pick your next family vacation? No, of course not. But sadly though, it seems that more and more parents are actually open to this idea. And if parents are more concerned with being friends with their kid, rather than being first and foremost strong, stable role models, then what hope is there for humanity? This type of parenting is known as permissive parenting, and studies clearly show that absolutely nothing good comes from this approach to raising children. Children raised by permissive parents are prone to developing an inflated sense of entitlement, and this sense of entitlement can result in increased anxiety, a greater propensity for engaging in dishonest practices, and an unwillingness to accept constructive criticism. Permissive parenting has also been linked with the development of the aforementioned narcissism in children, due to the fact that they learn that they will receive rewards irrespective of their actions. Consequently, these children are motivated by the pursuit of admiration and validation from others, rather than adhering to moral principles. According to several research studies, children who lack parental control exhibit lower levels of self-regulation, leading to increased aggression and behavioral issues. Additionally, these children tend to form associations with deviant peers and engage in delinquent behavior. Moreover, they face greater challenges in showing respect towards others. When parents are permissive, the child doesn't just pay a price, society also pays a price, an incredibly heavy price, as entitled children become entitled and raging egotistical adults. On the topic of society, unless you happen to live under a rock, we all know that we are becoming more fragmented and far more tribal in nature. It's even getting to the point now where people are actually talking about a civil war in the US.
Barbara F. Walter, a political science professor at the University of California, San Diego, and author of the new book, How Civil Wars Start and How to Stop Them, has this chilling warning, saying we are closer to civil war than any of us would like to believe.
Polls indicate that somewhere between 43 and 50% of Americans have said civil war feels imminent.
This isn't normal, and this is happening because we're less willing than ever to engage with others who hold differing opinions. A core component of a cohesive society is tolerance, a willingness to grapple with ideas that challenge one's conventional beliefs. And by looking at Generation Z, you can just tell this won't be the case with Generation Alpha. In fact, they won't be comfortable with anything that involves removing themselves from their digital chambers. Take friendship, for example. Humans are social beings. We're wired to want friends and community. It's essential to our happiness. That's why in 1990, only 3% of Americans said they had no friends. It was so rare. But today, that number is 12% and growing. In a decade from now, it could be higher than 20%. This ties in with the point that I discussed earlier. You see, with each generation becoming more and more reliant on tech, and the more time we spend on devices, the less time we have to actually spend on other things, like developing friendships. It is quite possible that millions of Generation Alpha kids will grow up to be adults without a single friend, not a single person to turn to in a time of crisis. Along with leading friendless lives, this will also tie in with leading sexless ones too. We need love and intimacy. It's one of the most core components of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. But today, 3 in 10 Generation Z males aged 18 to 28 report having had no sex in the past year, and 1 in 4 Generation Z women also report having no sexual contact in the previous year. Now, of course, I'm not promoting promiscuity, but these are young, college-age people in the prime of their lives, missing one of the most fundamental things in humans' hierarchy of needs. And this is only becoming more and more common. No one's dating, no one has friends. So what hope is there for Generation Alpha? It will be more likely that when they want to seek out romance, it will be done online, with AI boyfriends and girlfriends in the metaverse. So is it any surprise? More and more young children today are developing something called virtual autism, a new condition identified by Marius Zamfir, a Romanian psychologist. Zamfir and his team discover that children between the ages of 0 and 3, who spend more than 4 hours a day staring at screens, experience sensory, motor, and socio-affective deprivation. This led to the manifestation of behaviors and characteristics resembling those observed in children diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, a debilitating development disorder that negatively affects speech, sociability, and cognitive development. And there is no cure for this, which is incredibly concerning, and never seems to be talked about. That's why Generation Alpha will likely be dumber, sicker, lonelier, and more isolated than any other generation in history. I mean, Generation Z is already ridiculously anxious and depressed. Something must be done to revert this path we're going. The more and more we turn away from beliefs and traditions that serve previous generations, marriage, community, true friendships are just being replaced by artificial versions of this. Real food replaced by highly processed, nutrient-deficient frankenfoods. Outdoor activities replaced by online ones. Active lifestyles traded for sedentary ones. Real-world romance replaced by OnlyFans and a box of Kleenex tissues. The influence of family members and friends replaced by the influence of influencers. It seems like we're going down the path of Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, in which society is characterized by advanced technology, where people find themselves heavily conditioned and engineered to behave in very specific ways, to passively consume and never question, mindless cogs in a monstrous, merciless machine. The excessive stimulation of our brains is occurring due to the fierce competition amongst ruthless corporations to capture and control our attention, and in the next decade or so, we will see the true consequences of this.